Welcome, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This is going to be sort of a reaction podcast slash video to the 2017 XRCO Award nominations. I say kind of a reaction because I have seen the list before. Full disclosure, I do all the PR for XRCO, so I have seen the list. But this is going to be sort of my reaction to the nomination list. Maybe an introduction also, as we will be doing the Pick the Winners contest again this year. So if you'd like to see the full list, you can go to RogerReviews.com. It's under Daily News. You can also go to XRCO. Just a shout out there to the sponsors, Wicked Pictures, IAFD, Axel Braun Productions, DVD Erotic, Pipeline Multimedia, Angela White Productions, Adam and Eve, Blacked, Tushy, Glamour Girl, and SS Entertainment. So the list here, there we are. Now, as we go over the list, it's just sort of a rule on all my podcasts or videos. Anytime we talk about an awards list of nominations or winners, there's no disrespect for the people who are on the list. I may offer some alternatives, some people that I thought should have been nominated. I do have my nominations list over here on another screen to just sort of see some of the ones that I thought maybe got left out. As a voting member of XRCO, we are allowed to submit a list of up to five, nominees in each of the categories, no more than five. Some categories I don't nominate because I have strong feelings about those categories. I'll get to those as we go. Two changes this year. By the way, XRCO is an industry-only party. It's free if you're in the industry. It will take place April 27th at Ohm in Hollywood. Great location, great time. You can check out XRCO or RogerReviews.com for details on how to RSVP if you're in the industry. As we get into this, remember, I do enjoy the feedback. You can like the video if you've seen the video, if you're listening to the podcast on the site. Send me feedback, RogerReviews.com, RogerTPipe over on Twitter. Let me know what you think of the nominations or the video. Also, I may try a new video format here, and you will have to apologize. I got a horrible voice today. I just don't want to wait anymore to get to this. So here we go. Two changes, really, this year. Best Release and Best Epic were combined. Best Epic used to be the big, giant, usually two-disc feature, where Best Release was just sort of a best feature. They've combined those two because, quite frankly, there are not enough epics anymore to have their own category. Also, the Best Parodies. We had Best Parody Comedy, Best Parody Drama, Best Parody Comic Book. I've been lobbying really hard for the last 3 years, especially the last 2 years, to combine that, because again, I don't think the genre is strong enough, especially since it looks like we've expanded the nomination list to 7 per category. That would be 21 parodies. There are not 21 parodies worth award nominations, in my opinion. So those are two great moves. There's a couple others that we'll talk about that I would like to see some changes made. But as we go, Best Release, Babysitting the Baumgartners, Colorblind from Biscow, DNA from Wicked, Hard to Love from Evil Angel, Lefty from Sweetheart Video, Outland Beyond the Far West from Harmony, Preacher's Daughter from Wicked, and Submission of Emma Marks Exposed. Not any real surprise here. Baumgartner's was a very interesting sort of three-way romance movie that got a lot of press and was very nicely done. Colorblind was very solid. DNA is a great movie. I really like it. It stands out on this list. Same with Hard to Love. Anytime John Stagliano makes a feature, it's going to be exceptional. He takes his time. He doesn't make movies all the time, at least features. And so that you should always take notice when he's doing that. Lefty's one that I'm really, really glad to see on here. It's a small little film from Sweethearts about a female boxer. Directed by Dana Vespoli, and it was really solid. That's definitely something that would not have qualified as an epic, so I'm glad to see these combined. Outland is really interesting, especially the look. Preacher's Daughter was a solid little movie. I really liked it. It was well acted and a nice story. And Submission of Emma Marks, it's the third Emma Marks movie, which is essentially a 50 Shades type series. It's won a bunch of awards. I would expect it to win a bunch. As far as my nominations go, there were a couple. There were a couple that I did not see on this list. Now, keep in mind, Best Epic and Best Release were not combined when I did my nomination. So I did have Babysitting the Baumgartners on here. There were three releases that were not on this list. The Job from Wicked, which I think was a really, really well-done movie, and I'm very disappointed it was not on this list. And a movie called My Asian Hot Wife, which I suppose is less of a release and feature than it is more of a, you know, four vignette style, but there wasn't a category for it, and I really liked it. For Best Epic, I had Preacher's Daughter down as Epic. Not entirely sure that was the right category. DNA, I had Emma Marx 3 and Hard to Love. So I had those. I also had Lefty down in Best Release. So I think my nominations were nicely represented in that category. Moving down to Best Parody, Beauty and the Beast, XXX, Little Red, Not Tracy Lord, Suicide Squad, Supergirl, XXX, 10-inch Mutant Ninja Turtles. Love that title. And Sex Machina. A good solid 7, but again, if you were to split those up, you can see how we would have been spread too thin. I only nominated 2, Suicide Squad and Supergirl. I thought Not Tracy Lords came out a little too late, but obviously it was still in the release period, so that's good to see. And this is really a reaction to the nominations rather than who I think is going to win, but that's a good solid list. And I think this kind of shows that 7 in 7 parodies is plenty. You know, it's a good solid list. Best comedy, Gonzo Story, Cream Pie Virgin from Biscow, All Natural Saints from Hustler, Cindy Queen of Hell from Burning Angel, Let It Ride, Digital Playground, Slutty Mom, James Dean, Faces of Alice, Girlfriends, and Weekend to Remember, Wicked Picture. I really liked Faces of Alice. It's really funny. Some of the best features right now are being done by Girls Way and Girlfriends, and some of the all-girl companies are really doing well. That was really fun. Slutty Mom was really fun, too, from James Dean. Not a real story there, just a lot of fun. Best Gonzo movie. That's one that I actually did nominate 5 titles for. Anal Tootsies from BAM. Angela Loves Gonzo from AGW. DP Masters 4. Jules Jordan. Jack's Back. Digital Playground. Caden Cross. Winner's Circle from Arrows. Natural Beauty from Vixen. Natural Beauties from Vixen. Performers of the Year 2016 from Elegant Angel. Good list. I had Angela Loves Gonzo on there. That was the only nominated title from my list, though. I also had Mia, which is a Mia Malkova star showcase that was super hot. Jesse Sex Machine 2 from Jules Jordan. Again, great. We'll get to Jesse later. Bikini Sex Dolls from Johnny Darko was excellent. And Fucking Flexible from Tony Rebus. If you haven't seen it and you like flexible women having sex in all kinds of cool positions, it is one of the hottest movies of the year and totally got overlooked. I definitely think we missed out there. Best Gonzo Series, Angela Loves from AGW, Big Anal Asses from Hard X, DP Me from Hard X, First Anal from Tushy, Caden Cross's Casting Couch from Arrows, Rocco One-on-One, and Slut Puppies, Jules Jordan. I had Angela Loves, and I had another Jules Jordan, not Slut Puppies, I had Ass Worship, one of my favorite series. But this is good. Slut Puppies is a great series. First Anal is a good series from Tushy. Although the way Tushy shoots, First Anal scenes look like Experienced Anal scenes because they make it look fantastic. DP Me is a good one too. And Angela Loves. If you haven't experienced Angela White, there'll be lots of pictures of her throughout this video. Every time I need to make an edit, I'm going to throw in a picture of Angela White. So you guys will be glad that I have a cold. Best Girl-Girl Series. Women Seeking Women Girlfriends, Angela Loves Women. Although, that's interesting, because we nominated Angela Loves for Best Gonzo Series. Angela Loves Women, there's 2 of them. They're part of the Angela Loves series. So I think if somebody wanted to, they could kind of make an interesting case for that. The Lesbian Experience, Digital Sin, Girls Kissing Girls from Sweetheart, Kittens and Cougars from Zero Tolerance, Mommy and Me from Philly Films, and Lesbian Stepsisters. Now, I had Lesbian Cheerleader Squad from Girlfriends. I really like that series. Okay. I'm one of probably 40 voters. I do not expect everything that I put on the list to make it. There are some coming up that I think we missed out, but that's a good list. It's not really my genre anyway. I'm liking it more, but it's not my area of expertise. Now, the POV series is a little different. Amateur POV Auditions from Amateur Allure, Bang POV from Bang Productions, Dirty Talk from Manuel Ferrara, Girlfriend Experience from Porn Pros, Jay's POV from AE Films, Manuel's Fucking POV from Jules, and POV Sluts from Tony Rebus. I nominated POV Pervert from Mike John. Mike and Tim Von Swine didn't invent the POV genre, certainly, but they perfected it. They won, I believe, the first five or six awards in this category. Not even nominated. It's sad. You know, the stuff here is fine. I really don't think POV as a genre is as strong as it used to be because it's become incorporated in so many other things. Will Ryder shoots in his feature parody stuff, usually shoots some POV stuff in every scene. The virtual reality stuff has become sort of the new POV genre, I think. Best Ethnic Series. 8th Street Latinas, Black and White from Black, Latina Sex Tapes from Mofos, Latin Adultery, Naughty America, Lex's Pretty Young Things from Lexington Steel, and My First Interracial from Blacked. I really like the stuff that Blacked does. It's beautiful, it's hot, it's sexy, it's well shot, it's clearly high quality and great. Two lines here is fantastic. The other lines, I also nominated Asian Fuck Machines from Johnny Darko, Mandingo Massacre from Jules Jordan. I like the Interracial Icon series from Blacked better than the other two, but honestly, it's kind of a toss-up. They're all really, really good. I also like Lex the Impaler better than Pretty Young Things. I think they find women who do better scenes with Lex for that one. The Pretty Young Things is all about, you know, Lex's huge giant dick and little white girls, which is fine, but I think Lex the Impaler, they find women who really are better able to handle great scenes with Lex. Black Owned, also from Jules Jordan, is a great series. I'm a little surprised that Dark X and Archangel are not nominated here. And you could nominate Archangel and Dark X, a couple of other categories as well. Hard X was nominated. But in this series, Archangel has done some really good stuff, especially in the, I guess what we would call the ethnic or interracial genre. And I'm a little surprised that we didn't see them here. Again, there's good stuff on the list. All right, best high-end website is a new category. I'm not entirely sure that I understand what we're going for here. FTV Girls, Black.com, AngelaWhite.com, BurningAngel.com, EvilAngel.com, JulesJordan.com, Vixen.com, XArt.com, and PassionHD.com. Some of these are known for beauty and art. Others are just hardcore sex sites. I love JulesJordan.com. I love Evil Angel. Really like Burning Angel. What makes them high-end over Hard X or Elegant Angel or Archangel or New Sensations? I mean, certainly Digital Sin, New Sensations, Digital Playground. I don't know what sets them apart. Blacked has a specific look that you can call high-end, I suppose. I had nominated Amateur Allure because I think they have a very unique look and an artistic look. Also, I would have nominated AndrewBlake.com, but he's not really doing a whole lot. So I think that's what I was thinking this category was, and it looks like there's some of those in there, but then also just some really good hardcore sex gonzo sites. So not totally sure what we were going for there. Moving on to Best Director Features. Best Director Features, James Avalon, Bisco, Brad Armstrong, Jackie St. James, Joanna Angel, Stormy Daniels, Kay Brent, Caden Cross. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 women in the category. That's a very interesting shift. It also shows that there's not a lot of features being made in the industry. I nominated Brad Armstrong. I nominated Stormy Daniels. I nominated John Stagliano because I think Hard to Love is one of the best movies of the year. The others I knew would get there. I mean, Jackie St. James is a perennial favorite. Nice to see Joanna on here. Kay Brandt, Caden Cross, good stuff. I honestly think Brad Armstrong is sort of head and shoulders above this year when you look at the actual stuff. But I have a feeling Jackie St. James will win again. Just seems to be the way it's going to go. Moving on, Best Director Non-Features. I really like this category. This is kind of always been my bread and butter. 20 years of doing this, and this is kind of the list I like. Greg Lansky, Jules Jordan, Pat Mine, Johnny Darko, Manuel Ferrara, Mason, Mime Freak, and Eddie Powell. The one Archangel nomination comes here. The director is nominated for his body of work, but none of his movies got nominated, which I thought is interesting. Now, let's see. 1, 2, 3, Four of my five got nominated. And forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, if I left her name off the list. But Greg Lansky, Jules Jordan, Mason, and Johnny Darko were on my list, absolutely. And I picked Mike Quasar over the others. I just think he continues to make a ton of really good movies. A lot like Jim Powers back in the day, he does a lot with a little, and it's always good stuff. And I think, I almost wish we had a best or most underrated director like we have in some of the other categories. Best director parody. Axel Braun, Brie Mills and Stills by Allen, Will Ryder, Leroy Myers, Harry Sparks, Vic Legina, who did Ghostbusters. I just finally got around to reviewing that. Harry Sparks and Anastasia Pierce. Okay. I nominated Axel Braun and Will Ryder. Honestly, I don't think it's very close here. Again, I think the genre is kind of... It's not dying. It's shrinking. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think we've sort of done the parody thing. I don't know that we need Best Director parody anymore. That might be the next one to pair off. Because those are features. And if you took... For example, if you took the Best Director features category, and you took Axel and Will, and take your pick, the next best of the three, and replace three people up here, that'd be a really killer category. Harder to vote for, but, sort of a more solid. Best Director, Webb, Stills by Allen, Ivan, Glenn King, Ryan Madison, Ray Dark, Kieran Lee, and Billy Watson. I nominated Ivan. I also nominated Tim Von Swine, who apparently got overlooked again. Now we move into the acting categories. Cleo Valentine for Suicide Squad. Her portrayal of Harley Quinn is fairly well known by now. Really excellent. Sarah Love in Babysitting the Baumgartners was good. Penny Pack, Submission of Emma Marks. She gets nominated for this series every year. Dana Vespoli for Lefty. Very nice performance. Dana's a really good actress. Samantha Bentley in Hard to Love. Jessica Drake in DNA. And Aria Alexander for Sex Machina. Jessica Drake, I think, is the best actress in the history of porn. I don't think there's anybody who's ever been consistently better, period. She was on my list. I had Dana Vespoli. I'm really, really glad to see Dana Vespoli on here. I also nominated Hilary Scott for a movie called Transmission, an all-girl movie that was really good, and I think she got completely overlooked on this. Cleo Valentine I had. I also really liked Mia Malkova in Preacher's Daughter. Mia is a great performer, a super beautiful woman. Incredibly beautiful. And she was really good in Preacher's Daughter. Also, Asa Akira in The Job. Asa's really good. I just reviewed something called Blonde Dahlia, where she's really funny. So, doesn't look like most of mine got on here. A couple of them did, and that's good. Best Actor, Richie Calhoun for Submission of Emma Marks. Again, that's an automatic. Xander Corvus in Beauty and the Beast. I thought Xander was really outstanding in Preacher's Daughter. But Beauty and the Beast, I guess, was the one that got more votes. Tommy Pistol, Suicide Squad. Again, his Joker was outstanding. Ryan Ryder in Storm of Kings. Stephen St. Croix, Colorblind. And Steve Holmes, The One I Lust. I like seeing Steve Holmes there. He's not really known as an actor. So that was a nice performance. I think Tommy and Cleo have a really good chance of winning. Although we're not really talking about that. My reaction, Hilary Scott got ripped off. And so did Mia Malkova. Best lesbian performer. Shiloh Jennings, Lily Cade, Darcy Dolce, Tanya Tate, Jenna Sativa, Vanessa Veracruz. I nominated Tanya Tate and Shiloh Jennings. A little surprised to see Princess Felicity Jade not on here, because she always is. But, again, I'm not sure this is really much of a glamour category. I think a lot of people don't even know who the all-girl performers are. It's an interesting category, I think. Best all-in-the-family theme, dysfunctional family reunion from Burning Angel, which is a very funny movie. Daddy and Me, Hard X, Temptation at Home, Forbidden Fruits, Me, My Brother, and Another, New Sensations, Brothers and Sisters 2, Family United and Other Stories, Girls' Way, and Keep It in the Family, Zero Tolerance. I nominated nothing in this category because, quite frankly, I think it's a ridiculous category. Not because I find it offensive, but because, what next year? Are we going to have Best Cheerleader Movie? Are we going to have Best Nurse Movie? Best Girls in Glasses Movie? This isn't a genre. It's a... I don't even want to call it a fetish. It's a niche. These are mostly vignette movies. There's a couple of features in here. So they're either features that happen to have a family theme, or they're vignettes with a family theme. So I don't know that we need to have a category for it. So I will vote. I'll watch all the movies and I will vote, but I had nothing for that category. I think that's one we need to consider dropping. Unless we want to go on like a 2 year 2 year rotating basis. You know, what's the flavor of the month right now? We don't have a best all girl or best lesbian movie, but we have a best all in the family theme. Not my thing. All right, well, are we gonna skip down? Yeah, let's skip over the female male performer of the year. We'll go down to mainstream media favorite. I also did not nominate anything in this category because I don't understand why we still do it. Soapbox time. Porn performers have done mainstream movies. They've written books. They have podcasts. They've had very successful lives outside of porn and inside of porn. What are we looking for when we say mainstream media favorite? It used to be whoever was on Stern. And I just think it's ridiculous. Now, the women on the list, Jessica Drake, Asa Akira, Joanna Angel, Skin Diamond, who has a music career now, and Julie Ann. Julie Ann is the one exception this year. And she will absolutely have my vote. I can tell you that right now. She was very active in the No on 60 campaign that essentially saved the adult industry in California by getting rid of the ridiculous condom law, or by helping shoot down the proposed ridiculous condom law. But does that make her a mainstream media favorite? No, it just makes her a absolutely amazing crusader for the industry. She was not alone, by the way. A lot of people worked, but she was the one that really put all of her social media behind it. Also writes books, which is fantastic. I'm just not, I don't know what we're still doing with this category. Going back up, best comeback. Out of the business at least 1 year. Brianna Banks, Brett Rossi, Natasha Nice, Jean Valjean, Havana Ginger, and Mackenzie Lee. Again, I did not vote for anybody because I did not realize Natasha Nice had been completely out of the industry. I seem to remember her on social media and just did not. Had I realized that she was actually making a comeback, I absolutely would have nominated her. She is fantastic, gorgeous face, beautiful eyes, amazing body, and a really good performer, and a nice person too. I spent a really cool day at an Angel game with Ivan and Natasha Nice and Aurora Snow. Actually, we played strip baseball trivia. Videos out there somewhere, not on YouTube, of course, because there's nudity. The others are fine. I mean, Brianna Banks got in the Hall of Fame last year. Now she made her comeback. Brett Rossi, yeah, it was not a big year for comebacks. I think, again, I think maybe that's a genre or a category that's failing a bit. MILF of the Year, I nominated a few of these: Julia Ann, Mercedes Carrera, Shari DeVille, Kendra Lust, Phoenix Marie, Brandy Love, and Alexis Fox. Kendra Lust is kind of everybody's favorite right now. I nominated Julia Ann, Brandy Love. I also nominated Kelly Madison, who I think is really beautiful and has done a great job marketing herself, despite limiting herself to one partner or one male partner, which I think is an impressive feat. Also, Francesca Leigh. Every time she gets in front of the camera, she's fantastic. She's also a good person behind the camera, and just fantastic. I really think she should get nominated. But this is a good list. I think Julia Ann should win for what she did on camera, which is amazing, and off camera. Now, some of these categories are sort of unique to XRCO. Orgasmic Analyst, for example. Adriana Cechik, Megan Rain, Abella Danger, Holly Hendricks, Romy Rain, AJ Applegate, Casey Calvert, Vicky Chase. That's a nice list. The thing is, almost every girl does anal these days. So what does amazing analyst, orgasmic analyst really mean? Who does the best anal scenes? I mean, Abella Danger has a fantastic ass. Does that make her the best at it? You know, I nominated Sarah Vandala. I nominated Vicky Chase. I nominated Valentina Nappi and Dana D'Armond because I think Dana D'Armond is still one of the most underrated performers ever. So that list doesn't throw me. There's a couple of names on here that I just don't get. Orgasmic Oralist. This one I think is a little easier to see. All non-girl-girl performers do oral sex on dudes. Some of them just do it better. Sarah Vendela, Angela White, Tiana Trump, Riley Reid, Vicky Chase, Adriana Cechik, and Gillian Jansen. I believe Vicky's won 3 years in a row, and she is fantastic. I nominated Sarah Vendela, Vicky Chase, Angela White, who is really good at it, and Natasha Nice. So I think it's hard to vote against Vicky Chase. She's fantastic. But honestly, Sarah Vendel is, I think, one of the most amazing oral sex performers in the history of our industry. Super Slut is an interesting one as well. Again, this is a category that I think came about when we had performers like Jenna and the Vivid Girls and the Digital Playground Girls who didn't do a lot of anal, who didn't do a lot of really wild, crazy, dirty things in comparison. But now I think the industry's changed so much that this is going to look like your Performer of the Year list. Holly Hendricks, Abella Danger, Keisha Gray, Katrina Jade, Maddie O'Reilly, and Veronica Avlov. Unless we're going to say you can't be nominated in both categories, I almost feel like the time is done for this one. And it makes me sad because I really like this category. I nominated Sarah Vendela, Angela White, and Dana Diarmond, trying to keep them away from some of the other categories. Didn't see any of my nominations in there. Not quite sure how you can have a Super Slut category without Sarah Vendela, but whatever. Abella Danger, I guess, here is a really good one. I wonder if we're really at a point where we need this category anymore. Unsung Swordsman, that's kind of fun. You've got the A-list guys, and then you've got these guys who don't always get nominated. Justin Hunt, Ryan McClain, Marcus Dupree, Jason Brown, Johnny Sins. Couldn't even come up with seven names there. I nominated Mark Wood because I always nominate Mark Wood. He's just been really good for a long time. Again, I think this category's kind of faded a little bit as well. Unsung Siren, that was always one that I really, really loved. Again, back in the day when your female performer of the year was going to be contract star dominated, when someone like Belladonna or Aurora Snow or Jessica Darlin couldn't get nominated for some of the big awards. Now, you know, Aurora ended up being AVN Performer of the Year, but girls like that, women like that, who kind of got looked over. Anna Fox, awesome. Awesome to see her on this list. I did not put her on my list of five, and I'll tell you who mine are, but Anna's a great choice. She is stunningly beautiful and a really good performer. Morgan Lee, Veruca James, Violet Monroe. Violet Monroe is an excellent one. She's so unsung that I didn't even think about her, and I think the world of her. She's super hot. And Brooklyn Chase. Mine were Sarah Vendela because she works constantly, does everything, and does everything well. And when given a chance, she's a pretty good actress. I put Alex Chance on there as well because I think Alex is overlooked. Morgan Lee, who showed up on the list. Awesome. Thank you, XRCO. Saya Song. Really, really sexy. And then Lena Paul, who I think is climbing up the list for some people. New Stud, I did not put a nomination in that category because honestly, I think it's the biggest who cares category in the world. No offense to the guys nominated who win, but honestly, yeah. Ricky Johnson, Brian Gosling, Lucas Frost, J.D. Bella, Donnie Rock, Jordi El Nino Pollo. Awesome. Congratulations, guys. I had no new stud who stood out. And Best New Starlet, obviously, is different. That's one of the big awards. Anya Olsen, Elsa Jean, Holly Hendricks, Piper Perry, Lana Rhodes, Kira Noir, and Alex Gray. Good list. I had Elsa Jean on here. I also had three names that did not get nominated, and I'm not happy. Kylie Page, I think, should have been on this list. She's super hot. And then Jezebel Vizier and Brittany White. Now, the only thing is, perhaps they are not completely new. Perhaps, although most of their releases were last year, both of them are African-American women, and like Anna Fox, gorgeous and I think underrated. Brittany's got amazing big boobs. She's super fun. And Jezebel is just super, super hot. So I think those three women deserve to be on this list, although this is pretty nice. You know, I've been saying all year that Elsa Jean is hands down the new starlet of the year, and she keeps losing out to other people, and I can't figure out why. So maybe XRCO will fix that. So now, Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blue, Manuel Ferrara, Xander Corvus, Prince Joshua, Tommy Pistol, Ryan Driller, Chris Strokes. Okay, that's a decent list. I had Mick. I also had Flash Brown on my list. I had Manuel Ferrara on my list. I had Tony Rebus and Lexington Steel. I think the three guys on my list got overlooked, but it'd be pretty tough to replace the gentleman on the list with any of mine. So I guess we just sort of accept that as a difference of opinion. Now for the big one. Female Performer of the Year. Adriana Chechik, Keisha Gray, AJ Applegate, Abella Danger, Megan Rain, Angela White, and Vicky Chase. I had a couple of these women on the list. Actually, I had three. I had Angela White, obviously. I think she's probably my hands-down choice. I think you guys all know that. AJ Applegate also on my list. Super cute, great, great body, and a great performer. Abella Danger as well. You know, wow, AJ Applegate and Abella Danger in a booty contest. I also had Vicky Chase, who I think is amazing. And I had Riley Reid, who did not make it. There's a couple names on this list I just do not get, but it's not mine to get. Now, I'm going to finish up with the Hall of Fame. And I want to preface this by saying, absolutely, the people who got in, congratulations. Welcome, as I am a member. Congratulations, welcome, and you've earned it. I say that because I wish some people had said different things when I got in, and people who've come after me, too. There have been some very negative voices as far as getting into the Hall of Fame. So I am going to make a case for some other people, but I would like to recognize Darla Crane. I think it's a fantastic choice. She's been on the forefront of so many different outside-of-the-box porn genres that I'm really glad to see her. Ruby, who is very, very social media outspoken politically now, and was a very good performer in her day. House of Dreams, a 1990 film from Andrew Blake, which is really beautiful and a classic. Eric Masterson, long, long time performer and really good actor. And then Raylene, a Vivid Girl, for a long time. So, congratulations to that class. I nominated Bridget Monroe because I always nominate Bridget Monroe. I think I believe she was even in House of Dreams. She was in the early Andrew Blake movies as a stunningly beautiful young woman, then was honestly one of the first MILF performers and made a comeback with implants and a tattoo on her back and had stepped up her game sexually as one of the first MILFs before it even had a name. And, you know, I've been trying for a lot of years. I'm going to keep trying. Not sure it'll happen, but I nominated her. I also nominated Dana D'Armond, who has been around long enough to earn it. She's in the AVN Hall of Fame. Not entirely sure why she got overlooked here. And also, since when I think of Ruby and her current social media persona, I think a lot of Alana Evans, too, who's also very outspoken politically and had a really great performing career that's still going on. So, again, a little surprised there. I also nominated Robbie D. Robbie's back now with Cherry Pop Films. For years, Robbie was the driving force creatively behind Digital Playground. He was the guy behind the camera. He was the guy who shot Pirates, while other people got a lot of the credit. He shot movies that made stars out of Jesse and Stoya and Riley Steele and Shea Jordan and Katsuni and all of the Digital Playground girls. Robbie was the guy shooting all their movies. That he's not in the Hall of Fame is silly to me. It's a huge oversight. If he ever hears this, he knows how I feel about his work. I've felt that way for a long time. He's a good guy and a great filmmaker, and when he turns his attention to Gonzo stuff, it's super hot. So I'm not sure why he's not there. In the same vein, Jessie Jane. Last year, the XRCO overlooked her comeback in what was a ridiculous oversight. This year, we could have made up for that by nominating a couple of her movies, which are even hotter than ever, and putting her in the Hall of Fame, which is long overdue. I also nominated Vanity, who is a TS performer. Now, I don't really review TS movies. It's not my thing. But last year, there was a slight uproar created by a particular performer who was looking for changes to the XRCO format. And I did a video on it last year because I think that the request was disrespectful because of how it was done. I think that it needed to be a little less accusatory than it was. But at that time, I made some suggestions, and I'm going to tell you what they are now because I think it's time. I think the XRCO needs to be on the forefront of what
is important and relevant to the adult movie industry. The movie industry is changing. We've made some great changes in some of the categories to sort of morph into what it's becoming. TS movies are more popular than ever. They are expanding. And I think it's time that we recognize that. Now, I mentioned last year that it's going to be difficult because the people who are on the board generally do not review these genres. It's not our expertise. And all you're going to get if you just threw it on there, like it was suggested last year, is a popularity contest. Right? Whoever's name we recognize because we haven't seen their work. And we don't particularly want to watch the work. A lot of people, you know, this job of reviewing movies is fun. Unless you got to review something that's really bad or you really hate, then it can be really long and arduous. So we needed to find some people who are experts in these genres before we introduced it. That idea was shot down. I think it's sad. I think that we could find some people who are experts who could actually give us a good list. Didn't happen. Still, I think it's time to start recognizing. And Darla Crane comes from kind of an outside world, more in the BDSM world. And that was another change I suggested we make. I made a suggestion that we introduce TS performers and perhaps genres, BDSM performers and genres, as well as camming and adult novelties, because that's where the industry is going. And awarding novelties is really tough. I don't think we could do that. Awarding cams would require a lot of work. But these other two, where there are movies and more traditional adult content to review and judge and critique, that's where I think we could start. Didn't happen, but I really was hoping to see maybe the first TS performer make their way into the Hall of Fame. That's why I nominated Vanity, because I think in terms of name recognition, that's your top name. So that's it. That's my reaction to the 2017 XRCO Award nominations. Some good stuff. The awards come on April 27th at OHM. If you're in the industry, hit us up for an RSVP. Look for another video where we will break down who I think is going to win, and then another one where we will talk about the Pick the Winners contest where you can win a bunch of great porn. That's it. I'm Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. If you like this video, click like, click subscribe. If you're listening to the podcast on the website, use the feedback button or drop me an email, Roger@RogerReviews.com. Let me know what you think. Who got overlooked? Who is totally deserving? Keep it respectful. Keep it nice. Again, congratulations to Darla Crane, Ruby, House of Dreams, Eric Masterson, and Raylene. Next year, baby, Jesse Jane and Robbie D and Dana DeArmond. And while we're at it, Alana Evans. Thanks.